Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. John Davidson, Section Chief, Department of Radiology, University Hospitals in Cleveland, and Associate Professor, Case Western School of Medicine, Pittsburgher at heart. Well, I finally got to meet after the Steelers-Browns game on Sunday. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Thanks. It was a pleasure to meet you, Larry.
Well, likewise, we appreciate your expertise. You've been a great resource, and we wanted to touch base. But before we do that, let me ask you about just the experience of being at the game with only 5,000 people. They were pretty loud, weren't they?
I tell you, it was an amazing, incredible experience. If anyone ever has that opportunity, of course, it's very difficult to get seats when they're only giving out 5,000, 5,500 or whatever. But, you know, the one thing I always noticed in watching on TV was, is the atmosphere really going to be that much different? Is it going to be that much, you know, is it going to be worse? And I thought the atmosphere was just great. I really did. I thought there was plenty of noise. Of course, you provided some of that noise up in the booth, Larry. But there's plenty of noise in that game, and the atmosphere was terrific.
Yeah, and now you know why the players, even though there's only 5,000, to a man remarked how great it was to have the fans in Heinz Field. And they're hoping to be able to double that maybe next month. But it was great to have you in. So yeah, let's.
Plenty of room, too. John invited me to the game. We grew up, we were toddlers together, knew each other through high school, and then sort of went our separate ways. Like I said, there was a fork in the road. He took the right path, and I just sort of stammered down the trails for a while. But yeah, so that was the first time we'd seen each other in over 30 years.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. The whole day was just fantastic.
That's a great way to reconnect with friends. I'll tell you what, that's pretty cool. Meanwhile, let's talk a little shop. I can't imagine in your world. You know, we hear so much about the COVID-19 and so much, frankly, I think misinformation, because people are overwhelmed with just daily deluge of it is, it isn't, it's surging. But is it, I mean, where do we stand at this point, less than 2 weeks from the election and headed into winter?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you where we stand. We stand where case numbers are going up. Not too unexpected. I think no one should be surprised that going into the winter months that case numbers are going to go up. And they are, and they're going up pretty dramatically. But again, we need to caution ourselves on what a positive test is and how that translates to illness, potentially hospitalization, and then ultimately the worst outcome, which is death. So those are lagging indicators. We talked about this many times before. You don't want to sit there and wait because it's a couple of weeks till you see hospitalization, then it's a couple of weeks after that till you ultimately see deaths, unfortunately. So we're seeing rising numbers, but we're still, at least up here in Ohio, and I think nationwide, we're still not seeing our hospitals approaching anywhere near capacity. But we got to be vigilant, and we have to be careful, and that's the whole moral of this. I think we need to be cautious on overreacting to every day just getting deluged with how many positive cases there are. And the media likes to do that.
Yeah, the media loves to do that. They also, I saw a report on a national stage, one reporter reluctantly saying, oh, the vaccine may be ready in mid-November. Now, it's not going to be ready for massive distribution, but it may pass the clinical trials. How accurate is that? And what are the basic symptoms? Because now we're in cold and flu season. So what should people be watching for to know that it's COVID and not the flu?
Well, it's a mess. I could tell you, to answer the second part of your question first, get your flu shots. That's number one. That's extremely important this year. of all years. I know people don't like getting the flu shot, but get it. It's going to protect you. It has a very good chance of protecting you from the flu. So that'll help distinguish because it should protect you from the flu. But you're right. It's very difficult to distinguish the symptoms. Two of the most specific symptoms to COVID-19, loss of taste, loss of smell. These seem to be very specific. Other things like headache, sore throat, fever, body aches, chills, all those things are very nonspecific. The first part of your question, which I can't remember now, repeat it, Kevin, real quick.
That was, when will a vaccine be ready?
Oh, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different manufacturers and studies going on right now. It wouldn't surprise me that we might have something in mid-November, but it's going to take some time. I still say quarter one of next year is when we'll have an announcement. I think mid-November is a little bit ambitious, but I think January, February certainly is not out of the question. Then it's going to take months to mass produce and to mass, you know, distribute the vaccine. But keep in mind, we are well ahead in that process because the manufacturers and the companies have already invested heavily into these vaccines before they're even approved.
Well, my big question is, the president got COVID along with a bunch of other people, including the first lady. He seemed somewhat sick in the beginning and then sailed through this with some concoction that they gave him. Why isn't there more focus on a real treatment that seemed to work? I mean, the man's out there. He looks energized. And it was days, and he's saying this is, quote, his words, not mine, a cure. Where is the information on this?
Well, first of all, you have to believe everything you're hearing. And I'm not saying to be skeptical, but if you believe everything that we're being told, he was given, I think on day one or day two, a concoction of monoclonal antibodies, which still, Larry and Kevin, are in phase one clinical trials. So very experimental. So he got those. So did those work? Yeah, but you still got to take these out into further phase two and phase three clinical trials to demonstrate safety. Just because it may or may not have worked on the President of the United States doesn't mean we found a cure. That's one thing. He also got IV remdesivir in the hospital, which has been shown to work, not to cure, but to decrease hospitalizations in sick patients. And then lastly, he got a high dose of steroids for some period of time. And steroids do work. But steroids have a lot of side effects that you don't want to have to be on for long periods of time either.
So what I take away from this conversation is get your flu shot, Kevin.
Yeah, I am. I will.
Get your flu shot. Absolutely.
All right. And also, Europe, what happened there? I mean, they just sort of fell off the cliff.
Well, don't forget, Europe kind of relaxed their borders back in the summer, and then at the end of August, a lot of vacations, a lot of people left the countries and intermixed, and again, the numbers are going up and they're skyrocketing. But lastly, let me tell you one thing, because I hadn't been on the Johns Hopkins coronavirus page in a while to look at the numbers because I'm getting tired of it. Just keep in mind to your audience, China is still reporting 91,000 cases and about 4,700 deaths out of a country of 1.5 billion. Think about that.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah. India is creeping close to the United States in totals.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, that seems
a little
askew, do you think?
A little.
You know what the president would say about that?
It's absolutely ludicrous that those numbers are still out there, to be honest with you.
Well, Doc, always good to catch up. Stay safe, and we'll call again.
All right, guys. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, doctor. Great to see you.
Take care.
Dr. John Davidson, Section Chief Department of Radiology for University Hospitals of Cleveland and Associate Professor Case Western School of Medicine and Kevin's childhood friend.
Now we're little toddlers together running around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.